This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a sudden overnight spike of coronavirus cases in South Korea, 18, and 2,100 nightclubs and other nighttime establishments have been ordered to shut down. Most of the new infections have been traced to clubgoers in Seoul. South Korea has now reported 10,840 COVID-19 cases and 256 deaths. Social distancing in the country was eased when the number of new cases was less than 10 for five consecutive days. That ended this week. In Germany, there have been new virus outbreaks at three animal slaughterhouses, two in the west of the country, another in the north. Local officials are charged with working to contain the surges, part of a plan for Germany to gradually ease pandemic restrictions. Germany has lost 7,500 lives to the virus. Pakistan today is allowing shops, factories, construction sites, and other businesses to reopen, despite a daily upswing in COVID-19 cases, 1,600, bringing the total to about 27,500 with 618 fatalities. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says the government cannot support millions of families that depend on daily wages. But he warns if the public fails to observe existing social distancing guidelines, strict controls will be reimposed. Those new case figures in South Korea, Germany, and Pakistan clearly demonstrate the risks of lifting pandemic restrictions. In Italy, after more than 2 months of lockdown, this is the first weekend people have been allowed out for more than just work and necessities. And in Rome, the Campo dei Fiori flower and vegetable market has attracted large crowds. The other side of the coin, the government says it may take legal action to stop the northern province of Bolzano from reopening stores this weekend in defiance of a national plan to wait until later this month. Italy traces more than 30,000 deaths to COVID-19. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. In Spain, health authorities plan to permit the reopening of regions where hospitals have demonstrated their readiness to handle a potential second wave of coronavirus infections. Spain is one of the world's largest COVID-19 death tolls, officially put at 26,299. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivers a nationwide address tomorrow and is expected to talk about how and when the UK will be able to ease its lockdown. The country's environment minister says there will be no dramatic overnight change, that the government, in his words, will be very, very cautious. Britain is second only to the United States in the number of lives lost to the pandemic, more than 31,000. Globally, the pandemic has sickened 3.9 million people and killed more than 275,000. The numbers come from a Johns Hopkins University running tally. Here in the U.S., dozens of states are modifying or removing pandemic restrictions, this despite rising death tolls in many areas of the country and without a grand strategy for how to move ahead. The Associated Press reports that proposed reopening guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control was put on the shelf by the White House. The advisory was put together by President Donald Trump's coronavirus task force and is designed to help business owners, faith leaders, educators, and state and local officials carry out reopening plans with safety as a key. The AP says only after an early report this week did the Trump administration order that parts of the CDC advisory be fast-tracked for approval. When it comes to jump-starting the American economy, there is increasing pressure from dramatic unemployment numbers. Joblessness in the United States has reached Great Depression levels. April saw 20.5 million people lose work, and unemployment reached 14.7%. There is widespread belief the actual figures may be much higher. There is pressure on President Trump's reelection campaign, given that his strongest argument for next November, until a few months ago, was a booming economy. The argument for caution in reopening states lies with pandemic figures. There have been close to 1.3 million COVID-19 cases in the United States, with more than 77,000 lives lost. Among those who have tested positive for COVID-19, a personal White House valet to President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary. 75-year-old Roy Horn, half of the entertainment duo Siegfried and Roy, has died of virus complications in Las Vegas, where magic shows by the two men were the stuff of legend for the millions who came to see them perform. In Brazil, with 10,000 deaths, the northeastern city of Fortaleza is putting roadblocks in place to allow only essential traffic. Many provincial leaders in Brazil have chosen to defy impaneled President Jair Bolsonaro, who has steadily talked down the dangers of the pandemic and pushed for getting the economy back on track. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.